Thursday, 17 December 15, broadcast of Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker, and we're sure glad to be with you today. I trust our Lord will bless you. We're looking forward to God's continued blessings as we continue in Isaiah chapter 58. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We're looking at raising up the foundations for many generations. In Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 12, And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. All right, now we are also reminded of Psalm 11 and verse 3, where the writer writes, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We have been looking at this great truth after studying the lives of Ezra and Nehemiah. Ezra was called to go back and rebuild the temple, those who were with him. Nehemiah to go back and rebuild the walls, to repair the walls. And, of course, foundation work was extremely important. The Bible says in the book of Ezra, when they laid the foundation of the house, people wept, they laughed, they rejoiced when they remembered the first temple. And knowing that by the grace of God, they were going to have a temple again. Now, in the last broadcast, we saw that foundation work is necessary, whether it's for self, for home, for church, for school, or for a country. And we started on this great truth, foundations are expensive. And we spoke about Livingston and Judson, and we could speak about Taylor and others of the great missionaries who served the Lord under difficult circumstances. And the one common denominator that they all had was that it was at least 7 years before they began to see the real first fruits. All that time, they were laying the foundation for what would produce a wonderful harvest in time to come. I think about the building that we meet in here at the Calvary Baptist Church. We built this building many years ago before a lot of the new building codes came out. And I was talking to some people about, some builders, about building the building. And one of them said to me, Preacher, what kind of foundation are you going to have for that building? And I told him about what I thought we was going to have. He said, well, I want to tell you something. He said, you're building out there on an old swamp. That's a soggy place, a swamp that's been covered over. He said, I think you'd be wise if you go hire a soil engineer and have him to check that. You might need some pilings for your foundation. Well, that was not the news that I wanted to hear. Finances were tight to begin with. And knowing that if we had to drive pilings in, it was going to be much more expensive. It was going to be time consuming. But God be praised for that dear man who spoke to us about the foundation. If we had not followed his advice or the advice of someone else who would have directed us, we would have built one of the biggest fiascos this city probably would have ever seen. We found a soil engineer down in Jacksonville, North Carolina. He came up and ran a soil test, and he said, yes, you're going to have to put pilings in here. All right, so then raise the money for pilings and wait for all that to take place. But I was out there the day that they were driving those pilings down. And dear friend, what a lesson, what a spiritual lesson I gleaned out of all that. They would raise those pilings up and then lift that heavy hammer that would drive them down. And as that hammer would come, it would break the crust of the earth. The bottom of the piling would break the crust of the earth. And in some places, I'm not exaggerating, in some places where that foundation was going, it only took one real lick from that pile driver to drive that piling down through. You're ahead of me. You've got it. Muck and mud. Oh, you should see the purple mud that came spouting up around that piling until Finally, that hammer stopped. The piling stopped. The hammer could drive it no further because there was a bed of rock down under the soil, but it was several feet down. And dear friend, had we not listened, had we not had that soil test, had those pilings not be driven, this building, if it was ever occupied, it would probably have been just a short while, and then it would have had to be torn down. Yes, indeed, Jesus Christ said that he is the only way to heaven. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. We're told in God's precious word in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 10 and 11, according to the grace of God, Paul's writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, according to the grace of God which is given me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Listen, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So foundation work is necessary. Foundation work is necessary. It is expensive. And I saw, as we were preparing to build this building, that it also can be dirty and very laborious work. I mean, it took some grit along with grace to get those pilings up, to drive them down, to dig the ditches where we would pour the concrete around the pilings. Dear friend, those were back in the days when we did as much of the work as we could. It was going to be a brick facade, and our men would come out after work, and they would haul the bricks up to the place where the bricklayers could get to them the next day. It was dirty, and it was laborious. And I find that to be true in the spiritual part of the ministry as well. And I mean by this, dear friend, we ought to be willing to get our hands dirty in the work of the Lord. Not dirty in the sense of something corruptible. One of the best examples that I know of is when Nehemiah and all the people were rebuilding the walls and repairing the gates. Let me just break into the text, take nothing out of context. In verse 4, and next unto them repaired Meremoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Koz, and next unto them repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabeel, and next unto them repaired Zadok, the son of Baana, and next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of the Lord. They were not willing to get their hands dirty, so to speak, in the work of the Lord. You know, we have a staff here at the Calvary Baptist Church, not a large staff like a lot of churches have, but I have some strong opinions about the character of those who serve the Lord here. And one of them might sound very childish to you, but here it is. If I see somebody that's too uppity or too unconcerned to bend down and pick up a piece of paper that's on the grounds, I don't really think they're qualified to serve the Lord like they should. If they think, well, that belongs to somebody else, the custodian ought to do that, the janitor ought to do that. No, dear friend, none of us are above picking up a piece of paper. None of us are above straightening up a hymn rack. None of us are above cleaning bathrooms or whatever might ever have to be done. I heard my dear friend, Pastor Tim Daniels, telling about when he first started in the ministry, and he was training under an old, wise man of God. And he said after all of his college degrees and everything, the first job that preacher gave him was cleaning the commodes in the bathroom. And he said, I sat there hugging those commodes and thinking, is this what the minister's about? Well, he found out, yes, this is what the minister's about. It's about not only preaching the word of God, but caring for the work of God. And it can be very dirty and very laborious work. May we never get too big, too high, too mighty to do that which is least. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ made it clear that if any man was really going to be a servant of his, he must learn how to serve first. I am paraphrasing that. Well, I see our time is gone for today's broadcast. God willing, we'll continue this on our next broadcast as we'll be looking at this great truth that foundation work is often unseen by others. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.